Hi, here we are. We are live. We have a fun guest this week on Mom Cave Live. We have Sheila, who is better known as the Orange Rhino. And if you don't know the Orange Rhino, you can go to theorangerhino.com. But do you want to tell us where the Orange Rhino came from and what the challenge is? I think you could explain it better than me, probably.
Absolutely. It's actually it's one of my favorite stories. So to take a step back, I got caught yelling at my four boys, who were then five and under. And that's obviously important, but not near as fun as the name Orange Rhino. And I had it. And the next day, I'm like, I'm going to go 365 days without yelling at my kids because I felt like it had to stop. But I didn't have a name, and I really wanted something to motivate me. And like the next day, I went to buckle all the kids in the minivan. I had like three in. I was buckling the five-year-old, and he screamed in my face. I said, if mommy can't yell, what does that mean for you? And he was picking his nose, like most boys do. And he's right. Like, I can't yell, but I can still pick my nose, which I thought was hilarious. It was just...
Sounds reasonable.
It is. And I'm like, you know what? This is all about being fun and taking on the challenge in a different way. And I looked up nose, which means led me to rhino. And rhinos are naturally calm animals that charge when provoked, which is basically what I am as a parent. Like, I consider myself calm-ish. But when I was triggered, I charged with my words.
Right.
So I wanted to be a rhino, but not a gray one. I wanted to be warm and loving orange and also determined because gosh knows this was going to be hard, and that's also what orange means. So orange rhino, there you have it.
Awesome. So for those of you that aren't familiar, Sheila did an orange rhino challenge. Like she said, did not scream at her kids for 365 days. And it's gone way beyond that. You have a counter on your site that says, like, an amount of days not yelling, and you're in the 500s or something now, right?
Yes, I went 520 days without yelling, which was awesome. The day I finally yelled, it was in July sometime, and I had had it. I tried all my tricks that morning. I was talking to myself, like, you can do this. I took a break. I put my head in the freezer to calm down, but I think, pretty sure I was PMSing that day, and I had a fight with someone, and just, I lost it. But the cool thing was, at that moment, I didn't have a meltdown. Like, before the Orange Rhino Challenge, if I made a mistake and yelled, I would have beat myself up, I would have cried, I'm such a bad mom. But I realized that mistakes happen, and I forgave myself, because that's what I learned to do. And I picked up, and I just carried on. And I do my best, you know, to yell less every single, you know, each day. Some days are perfect. Some days I'm more cranky than I want, but, you know, in the beginning it was about the number of days because that changed me and helped me retrain myself, but now it's just about more loving moments.
I think it's kind of amazing. First of all, the first time I met you, we were at an event, and I had not heard of your website, book, anything, and I walked up to you, and when, as I read that you went this long without yelling at your kids and what the book was about, okay, so then when you told me that you have four children, like, that elevated you from really, really awesome to basically the diva of parenting, because I only have one, and I don't know if I've made it that, I don't know how many days I've made it without yelling. It's not a lot. It possibly could be only counted on one hand. But it's really inspirational, and I think what's also cool is how you don't say, like, you're perfect, like, I did this and I'm perfect. You give people tools how to do it, and you admit that it's hard, and you will have setbacks. And
yes.
Yeah. So you have on your website, I'm going to print this out, everyone. You should too. She has, like, 100 tips for when you want to yell what to do.
Yes.
What do you think is the strangest one, maybe, on there?
Well, the most fun one, since it's cocktail hour in some houses, is my mom actually did give me this tip, but she does is it eat frozen grapes and pretend you're drinking wine. It just, you know, sometimes it sounds crazy, but I opened the freezer one day when I was trying to, like, get Lego Eggos, whatever they're called, waffles out. I had forgotten to take them out. They were yelling at me, and the freezer air just, like, hit me, and I'm like, ah, oh, and it just cooled me down. So then I started doing a lot with the freezer. I yell into the freezer. I will put my head into the freezer and shut the door. I will put frozen grapes out of it. And everyone's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, yes, but I'm relaxing. My kids think I'm crazy, so they stop. And they're like, mom's losing it again. And then we kind of all just relax, which really that's the point of learning to not yell. It's like, how do you diffuse the bomb in the moment
right.
so that you just bring it down a notch? And I think there's a quote going to get it wrong. It's like no one succeeded without having fun. And that's kind of all my tips are like that. You know, sometimes I'm going to look like a moron on, you know, on this, but I'll start yelling. I'll be like, oh, I'll like turn into like a gorilla, or I'll bark like a dog or whistle, or I'll put my hands up and be like, hands up, baby, hands up. You know, the song.
Right.
So I just had fun with it because, I don't know, parenting's hard and learning to yell less is boring. So why not get a little crazy?
I think those are great tips. I guess the freezer air, like, does something to your brain. Like, the primal part of your brain, which is the part you're using when you're yelling at your kids, let's be honest. It's like this, not your intellect.
No.
It's the primal part of you that's like, how is this happening? And it's something shocking, like freezing air, I guess, kind of short-circuits that.
No, it does. The other thing that works great, to your point, is that I learned this from my kid's occupational therapist, is being physical in the moment. I don't mean, you know, hitting, but dropping and doing push-ups or doing wall presses or having crab walks. You know, remember, like, you're a kid in gym class? You, like, walk like a crab, or you walk like a bear on all four. There is, like, a technical reason why that calms you down, but it actually does. So you're, like, working your biceps. You're doing a workout at the same time as calming down. Plus, the kids will start doing it, which helps them chill out. So it's a win-win big time.
So talk about multitasking. You are also exercising while not yelling at your children.
Yes, which, you know, that never gets in. The other multitasking thing, this one, all right, this one's gross. It did not make it into my book. It's a great picture, though. I was making meatloaf one night, and it was dinner, which is prime, like, let's scream at mom time. Like, I don't want this. I don't want meatloaf. And I just started squeezing it more and more. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, cooking is a great way to relieve stress, especially at dinner. So there you go. Like, you can use dinner to relax, grab a cloth, and just kind of, like, wring it out or start scrubbing. Like, I noticed that one day. They were driving me nuts. I'm, like, scrubbing the counter clean. So there's a lot of things to do in the moment. You just have to start. It's all about becoming aware.
Right. Yeah, focusing your energy on something else. My son has that magnetic sand, which is awesome. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have.
So cool. It's so neat to play with. And one day, I just started putting my hands through it and feeling, and it was really relaxing in the moment. It just kind of, centered me for a second. But how about, did you see a change in the kids once there was a change in you? Did they act the same or different?
No, they definitely acted different. Everyone's like, oh, so your kids are perfect now? And I'm like, no, they're still four boys. They have their moments. Right. They hit each other. They spit, all that. But I will say, once I calmed down and started yelling less, there was more peace in the house because I wasn't all, like, worked up and agitated. And therefore, you know, they became more calm. And so they naturally behaved a little bit better. And because I was calm, I could ask them more clearly how to, you know, you need to chill out or you need to stop. And so because I was speaking clearly, they understood me better and they responded faster. So there definitely was an improvement. And I think the calm, I didn't realize how I knew I was uptight. I still am. But I didn't realize how much, like, not calm energy I carried around. And when I became an orange rhino and I really took the yelling out and became so much more chill, the whole house felt it. I mean, I still look back to that year and it was awesome. And I still have those moments. I mean, it's not like I've stopped. But so they did change. And even now, sometimes my little six-year-old gets upset and he'll grab a squeeze ball and he'll be like, I just want to yell, you know? So they've learned from it too, which I didn't plan on teaching them how to manage their anger. I wasn't realizing that was a great byproduct.
Yeah, that's really important. It's so funny. I would find myself yelling. The whole problem was my kid was having a tantrum because he doesn't know how to control his emotions because he's two or three. And then I start yelling, and I realize, oh my God, like I'm being the worst example right now of what I'm telling him to do, which is get yourself under control. It's so hard to do.
So hard. I was thinking about it one day. It's like, you know, you're gonna be a parent. You're like, I'm gonna teach my kid to say please and thank you. You know, to push their chair, and you all these basic things you think you're gonna teach your kid. Write a thank you note. It never once dawned on me that I need to teach my kid anger management. I don't know. It just wasn't on my radar. And obviously you learn that for the workforce. You know, this is how you interact with people. This is how you stay cool. But it's like a given, I guess, for people. So it wasn't on my radar. But I'm like, wow, I need to teach them how to not, you know, lose it when they're really angry. Because you're right. When they're that young, they're still learning. I mean, shoot, I'm 30, whatever. I have tantrums. Just when the kids are sleeping, I'll have a meltdown in front of my husband. He's like, what's wrong with you? You're acting like you're two. I'm like, I know, you know. So I don't know. I get it.
Well, you kept it together in front of the kids. I mean, you can't be Superwoman. You got to let it out at some point, I'm sure.
Yes. You know what? That's actually a really good point. Someone asked me that in the beginning. They're like, okay, I'm not yelling, but I'm like, I have all this pent-up energy. What are you doing? Yeah. I think exercise was part of it, but someone, another Orange Rhino reader, had a great tip, which was they schedule a scream. So it's like, if you know it's a bad day, PMS is the perfect example. Like most people, I learned, you pinpoint a day, you're like, okay, I'm going to have a scream at noon, 3, and at 5 o'clock. And that way you're getting it out, because it really is, it does feel good to scream, let's be honest. So you're getting it out of your system and you're releasing that stress without doing it on your kids. And even, like, think about it, when you go to the playground with your kids and you run around screaming, it just, it lets it out. So I've done that one a lot, and it works wonders.
That's so great. I have to admit, I'm struggling with this, and I haven't started the challenge myself yet, but I should.
I'm sure you're a very good mom, even if you do yell. I mean, everyone yells. That's like the thing. It's like, oh, I'm such a bad parent. It's like, okay, we're not perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many posts, and I still haven't put it up. It's, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, I was going down on myself for how much guilt I had that I yelled at my kids for so many years and this and that, and I'm like, it dawned on me that that's not all I did. I didn't just yell at them. I also showed up, and I loved them, and I made them lunches. It's like the yelling doesn't define me, but I let it in my mind. I'm not saying don't change. Change is awesome, but I'm sure there's a lot of good things too.
Yeah. I think it's important for your kid to see that you are human. Like, you know, you have to be the parent. You have to be in charge. But there are some times when I do show my son that I'm upset in another way.
Yes.
Or, you know, that I don't always achieve what I want to achieve, and I can fail, and I can be disappointed. And so the challenge is also good, because you kind of talk about what to do if you have a slip-up, and yeah, that, you know, it happens in front of the kids. They know you've slipped up.
Yeah, no, you're right, because in many ways, you know, they do see it, and it's a great learning opportunity to, one, apologize, and two, to be like, okay, I made a mistake, and I'm not going to get down on myself. I'm going to pick up and keep going, because that is life, you know? And I think in the beginning when I started, I went 8 days, and then I lost it. I could not get back on the wagon. And then one day I woke up, and I finally forgave myself for slipping up, and I went 520 days. It was like I just needed to say to myself, okay, you screwed up, so what? Not the end of the world. Like, forgive yourself, love yourself, and move on. And that's something I'm not very good at. It's hard to do, but I want my kids to learn that, if nothing else, you know? So.
Totally. So you've had the blog, and you have people that are following you and learning from you, but now it is an actual official book, everyone, that is about to come out. You can pre-order it on Amazon, and it comes out on October 15th.
Yes.
And our giveaway for this week is somebody who leaves a comment on this video will get a copy of the book, your own copy. So I would love to hear about either your best tip for when you're about to lose it with your children.
Yep.
Or, because I love embarrassing stories, and that's a lot of what we do here on Mom Cave, tell me about one of the times you did lose it with your children.
Oh, my God. I will go for the embarrassing, but the funny thing is that I blocked them out of my mind. I was trying to think of them, and I'm like, I can't think of one. But truly, it was when I decided to stop yelling. That was the most mortifying one. So when I was pregnant with my fourth son, we decided the day after we took the pregnancy test that we needed to renovate to make room for fourth child. Literally.
Oh, that sounds reasonable and stress-free.
Yeah, totally brilliant. Great way to spend your last pregnancy.
So, right.
The 9 months pregnant with three boys, we lived in our house while renovating. So all the workers are in and out. You know, there's wires everywhere, boys' wires. It's like, do not hang on them. I didn't yell because I'm like, I have all these workers watching me. I don't want to seem like a lunatic. Okay. they move out, I have the baby, I'm post, you know, post baby hormonal. I'm in my bedroom with the breast pump, which I just could go off on for 45 minutes. You know, it's awful.
Right.
The baby's finally sleeping. I get three older boys in my room. I shut the door. I'm like, just 10 minutes. 10 minutes is all I need. And within seconds of sitting down and attaching, and you can't, you know, just get up and move because you'll lose breast milk.
Yeah.
No one wants to do. They find the spare parts from the hospital pump. One is like whipping the tubes around. The other has the horns. And as I think he was catapulting them, I don't know what the other one, but my room became a war, like a war zone. They're jumping
on the breast pump parents.
Oh, it was awful. And so I screamed. I mean, top of my lungs. And then I heard a noise. I'm like, oh my God, we're being robbed. So I said, my guys, be quiet. I went outside. Mind you, this is the more embarrassing part. I just nursed. I had not put anything back on. And I was looking not sexy.
Yes.
Like, not to script. And there stood one of the handyman. I'm like, did you hear that? He's like, I heard everything. And I was mortified. I'm like, this guy respected me. And he heard me completely go off the deep end. And that's where I'm like, yeah, this just isn't cool. I'm like, I've got to pull it together. Because I was mortified, you know? Like, I want people not just to think I'm a good parent, but I want my kids to think highly of me. And clearly I kind of lost sight of that. So that was pretty mortifying.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're almost out of time, but I'll share a quick mortifying moment for me that happened just yesterday. So my father-in-law and I took my son swimming at a little tiny little local lake, and there were lots of kids there. And I was trying to let him interact with the children by just kind of standing off and watching, but you know, he kept doing things like splashing little children and things, or taking a kid's toy. So I would be like, Henry, you can't splash if they don't want to be splashed. Henry, we have to share our toy. And my voice got higher and higher and higher and closer to screaming. And then I heard a little boy come up to my son, and he said, Henry, can I play with your boat? And Henry said, how do you know my name? And the little boy said, your mom's been screaming it all day. Everyone here knows your name.
Ah.
So I was busted by like a five-year-old just yesterday.
That's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you experienced it, but that is an awesome story.
Yes. So we're about to wrap it up. Leave your comment to win a copy of the book. And there are two cool events coming up if you want to see a screening of Mom Cave or meet people from Mom Cave. And the first one, Sheila will be at on, let's see, September 19th, which is a Friday. There's going to be an Apple Tots Mom's Night Out in Westchester. And I'll put the link below this. But if you're a mom and you want to come and see me and Sheila, and I think there could be wine there, I'm not sure, but something relax together without the kids, that's September 19th. And then the other thing is that Mom Cave is excited that we are hosting a party at ITV Fest, which will be on Saturday, September 27th, and that's itvfest.com. It's the International Television and Film Festival, which is, I'm sorry, I'm talking so fast, the Independent TV and Film Festival, and we're having a party, and kids are invited, and parents, and it's going to be great.
Cool.
So, thanks for talking to me. I'm so inspired by you, and I think you're really awesome.
Thank you.
And everybody, run out, and, well, you don't run out. Click, and buy this book. Quickly, pre-order Amazon.
Please. Thank you so much for having me on.
Anytime. Okay, everybody, it's your turn to start the challenge. My nails are orange.
Love it.
All right. Cool. It's great talking to you.
You too. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.